Blog Talk Radio.
The following is suitable for all audiences, so tell everybody, to everybody you're involved with. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your loved ones, tell your hated ones. Yeah, tell even your enemies, because everybody needs to get involved with this thing. I'm not just saying there's somebody who wants a big audience. This is a cause that everybody needs to get behind. People, you're listening to DJ Butterfly Feces here on Cocoonin from the Microphone. This show is brought to you by Organic OK, a radio personality affiliate that is going around there healing, collecting, and taking care of the world. It is 9 o'clock here on the dot. You are listening to the program. Oh, and we also want to plug this Maya Harrison. She's got several different websites, up and down, up and around, all that noise. Check her out. She needs a following, sincerely. Okay. Thank you. Now, good people, let me just start from the beginning, but let me just give you a capsule summary. I, DJ Butterfly Feces, was living in McKinleyville, California. I've been all over, but like everybody, every other person, I got pride from my hometown. Now, I did everything in McKinleyville there was to do, but at some point, all the jobs and everything that was taken, everything was tied and whatever, and if there was jobs and housing elsewhere, well, a lot of people loved it so much in McKinleyville that there wasn't exactly vacant homes and, you know, people looking for, you know, businesses offering work. So a lot had to leave. I certainly had to. I held out as long as I could. I really did. But my apartment, which is what I called my bedroom that I was staying at, I guess I can't even call it that because I wasn't even paying rent. My family took me aside and told me it was time to go. I agreed. Why? I just did. So guess what? With basically a lot of the clothes I had on my back and one backpack, I walked out the door. And that's where things got funny and interesting. I went over to our woods. We got a lot of woods. We got a big wooded area, yeah, that was built for hiking, riding horseback, McKinleyville, California, where horses had the right of way. Home of the world's largest totem pole. I went out into those woods, and before I knew it, I came across some people who were camping. They had tents and all that, but guess what? They didn't live around there, and they weren't just from out of town. They were basically travelers. They were basically had an RV, several cars, whatnot, and they've been going all around on this crusading cause. They told me they're going everywhere to clean up the planet and help the homeless, which I just become. I sat down there to talk with them, and we talked. We had one of those big conversations that lasts all night almost. Where you have a real bond is formed. But the guy in charge, Organic OK, said, "Dude, how would you like to join us?" I couldn't believe what I heard. I thought I was going to be this guy on the street and whatever. And the very night, I was kicked out. The very night. And here's the thing. You're never quite prepared for home when you're homeless. It takes a while to sink in for, you know, your homeless, you know? But guess what? There they were offering me this opportunity. I'll go with them. Do all this. All right, kneel down. He got me to get down on one knee, and he touched my shoulder with his fingertip and said, "I dub the DJ Butterfly Feces." I asked him to explain that. Well, look, what can I say? I mean, I've always wanted a cool moniker, but DJ Butterfly Feces, I didn't like that. Try to basically request a different one. I said, no, man. Somebody else has got to give you a handle. Let me explain it to you. It's like this, man. Everybody knows the myth about, everybody knows the whole story about how the caterpillar that goes in the cocoon and emerges a butterfly. He's going to that workshop and spin his web and become what he's meant to become. Everybody needs that, you know? Yeah, that's one of the reasons. That's why everyone knows all about that. That's a perfect metaphor for life, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. People don't realize, but insects leave droppings behind. And the thing is, that is fertilizer. It grows and grows everything. I mean, we talk a lot about how gross boo-boo fecal matter is and all that. But it does serve a purpose. Manure, fertilizer, call it what you will. The thing is, when he told me that, he said, That's your job. You're going to go around there. You're going to go into your cocoon. You're going to multiply. And you're going to spread the message. The furrow is going to grow from you. So that's what we did. We basically went around all over, spreading the message in a big way. It was that sort of what happened. We were going all around and having all these adventures and whatnot. Apparently, Organic OK was rich. He was rich, and he could afford to fund this project. He was paying for everything. My God, I got so lucky. My only job, help the homeless, heal the homeless, and in doing so, connect the world. Seems so. I don't know. That's what we did. Now we were in. Lately, our next stop was, where were we? San Diego. That's right, it was San Diego. The San Diego. One of the biggest, most thriving metropolises there was. Have we been here before? Yeah, what are you going to do about it? There's still more work to be done. I thought about how I wanted to do some sightseeing. I was going to do that. Now, whenever you go someplace, you always want to stop and smell the flowers, take in all the sights. But dang it, know this. The bigger the city, the better the homeless program they got, but they're going to have more homeless. Like, they're not, there's too many lives to save in all that noise. It was insanity. There we were, San Diego. Once again, we happened to stop by a local, what do you call it? By a shanty town. A lot of vagrant people. All in tents. All connected somehow. Now, remember what you learned so far. Try to connect everybody. I try to do everything in this big city. Something to be done. Something had to be done. Went around to everybody. I asked their names. I sat down and listened to their stories. I was going to tell them mine, too, but first I wanted to hear theirs. See, that's something that Organic was on me all about. Dude, don't just talk about what you're experiencing. What about them? You're being taken care of. These people aren't. He was right. I came across one guy who basically had a three-legged dog missing an eye. Dang. I remember always wondering, people are homeless, they can't afford to take care of them, whatever. Why do they get pets? I know. Some kind of companionship. But seriously, man, save yourself first. I know it sounds selfish, but I know. It sounds a little bit selfish, but come on. Have you seen the kind of person that basically tries to save everybody, can't save himself? That person himself drowns, and everybody thinks, he's okay, he'll be okay. You know why? He was trying to help everybody else. Surely he didn't need any help himself, but he did. Came across another person. He sat down, an African-American man who wore a flag bandana over his head. Hello. He told me, I was almost a war veteran. I tried to enlist. Dang it. You know why, don't you? I thought maybe the government would take care of me. Yeah, I'll go off and fight the war. I'll fight any war. Even the one America doesn't want us to go out and fight. I'll do anything. I'll get shot out there so I wouldn't wind up here. I wouldn't wind up on the dang street. Didn't help. I took a moment there. I mean, we talked to a lot of different people. I've heard of war veterans, but a guy who tried to be a war veteran just because, and we heard the story about the war veteran. He fought to protect his country, and his country didn't take care of him. But it was a guy who tried to be a war veteran. I asked him, would you rather be dead right now? He looked around and said, yeah. I mean, look around, what I got. I told him my story. I told them they call me DJ Butterfly Feces. Oh, I told him everything I'd been through. I told him everything. I told him all about this and that. I told him. And I told him, like, in San Diego, you guys helping each other? San Diego's a great city. But, you know, he told me the same thing I just told you. The bigger the city, the better the homeless program they got. But they got more homeless because they can't afford to save everybody. They're just letting us all die and out the herd. I know sometimes it seems like that's life. Sometimes you suffer so much that death can seem like a sweet, sweet, sweet release. But hopefully in saving the homeless, we'll be saving each other. I asked him, do you talk to everybody around here? I'll talk about some of the other things that I've done on the streets. I should be good at this right now. I convince a few people to get involved and do something. The finer points of cosmetology, my friends. Guess what? One guy had a comb. Another woman had a manicure set. I convinced her to maybe share them with everybody. Try to convince her to share them with everybody. She was like, no, I don't want to do that. You know how dirty all the other people are? I might be dirty too, but at least it's my dirt. Can't afford to share everything. That's how disease starts. You know what you can get? Now, look, I know they taught us in school that HIV isn't basically spread through anything but unprotected sex or even the condom breaking or drugs with needles and whatnot. And that's true. But you know what? HIV be damned. There's a lot of other things you could catch if you get too close to anybody in general. And this is a place where people are very dirty and not being taken care of. That's a fact. That is a big, big, big fact. What to do? What to do? I thought about everything. Once again, I know I'd been here before. And San Diego, I know, is best known for basically, the San Diego Zoo. And, well, I don't know the name of the sports teams. Look, I don't know that much about San Diego. All I knew was I was here right now. I wasn't going sightseeing. I wasn't going to watch the game. I was going to save lives. Man, easier said than done. I wanted, how can I get everybody involved? How can everybody, you know, working towards the same project? And how can I get everybody to help together? Cleanliness. He's like, all right, here's what we're going to do. We've got to find somebody who's actually willing to maybe cut their hair and clip their nails, maybe clean, and whatever. We need to do that. We start something that'll do that. You know, they actually have that now. They have people who will go on the streets and give them a brief makeover. Not just to make the homeless people look pretty, but clean them up. That's what we're going to do. All right, man, just tell me. Just lead the way, Mon Capitan. I know it sounded a little snotty, but I meant it. Because, once again, man, we did a lot of stuff. We got a lot of people involved. We helped a lot of we got a lot of stuff to start. We did a lot of that. But it wasn't so easy every single time. When there's too many people and not enough money, and everybody else, you grow to hate humanity, and you want to see a lot of them drown, which had happened. What do you do? What do you do? I went around trying to find basically some woman who'd be willing to basically help the homeless and whatever. And Organic said, okay, look. I want to basically get somebody who's going to, like, maybe cut their hair, clip their nails, brush their teeth, you know, shower them, whatnot. But look, I don't want to basically make it clear that I got this kind of money, you know. When you do, they're just going to ask for a handout. And they're going to basically keep asking until, and you know, look, part of being rich isn't just having a lot of money. It's basically having assets that have money pouring in all the time. But what are they going to do if they find rich? They'll be all over me. They'll kill the goose laying the golden eggs. I nodded. I understood. Man, I understood. So in San Diego, we were trying to start a bit of a program that was going to honestly help groom the homeless. 15 minutes after the hour, we're at 9:15 sharp here on the program, cocooning from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. It's brought to you by Organic OK, the one, the only, accept no substitutions. And please get involved with the cause. Let us know you're listening. We're at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. This program is brought to you by Maya Harrison. Well, no, it's not actually. But she's got a website. Check her out. She's got her own website. She's got stuff. You know what? She's got some good music worth listening to. Check her out. I remember thinking, what to do? I saw some people, basically, who were trying to pick up as many cans and bottles as possible for the return on the deposit. A whole bag full of bottles. You get $1 or $2 in return, and in the end, the money was going to go to buy another bottle of hooch, which I'm sure was the first bottle to wind up in the fresh bag. More people on the streets asking spare change, spare change. You say it's annoying, and it is. What are the people meant to do? Some people have more money than they'll ever need. And they got all that by making sure some didn't have any at all and died. I walked around San Diego. I want to ask Organic OK, what do I do exactly? Look, I'm going to work on the beautifying whatever thing, you know, make sure their hair and nails are cut. You just basically focus on trying to help them. I wanted to make a real statement. So what did I do? I basically led a lot of them. We walked all the way over to the San Diego Zoo and begged some of the spare patrons for spare change. You know, the people coming out there, the zoo customers. Most of them would rather spend their money on tacky souvenirs than we're going to break in the car on the ride home. One, instead of giving the money, gave the ball cap that said San Diego Zoo on it. Well, I like to believe it's going to keep him warm. Honestly, I offered agreed to help basically to some of the – I collected cans and bottles myself and gave them some of the other – to those very vagrants, those very vagabonds, those very homeless people. Why? Trying to help them a little bit. I collected cans and bottles for them. And hopefully – the local San Diego 10 o'clock news, whatever network is on there at the time, whatever force you believe in willing is going to actually get wind of this too. I came, suddenly lightning hit me again. That's another great idea. Make sure the news keeps reporting on the homeless problem. Okay, look this way. There was a time when cafeteria food used to be the worst swill you could imagine. Don't even constitute as food. The same could be said for airline food. It's really good now. What happened? Enough people complained about it. It's true. Guidance counselors used to be worthless, but with things being the way they are now, especially in America, guidance counselors really got to step up their A game. They really have to guidance somebody. That's what I'll do. I'll basically make a big to-do about the homeless problem. We got to not be quiet about this. We got to make a big stink so it'll do something. Something. Dang. So once again, I went from place to place. I picked up cans and bottles. Organic told me, no, dude, look, you need some kind of, look, I'll make sure you get some gloves in a bag or something. Okay, don't do it with your bare hands. I did that. organic. Organic person, honestly. He got somebody, a beautician, somebody to cut hair. He found somebody and even paid for the equipment and the sterilizing fluid even. And guess what? One by one, a lot of homeless people had their nails cut and their hair. They had a few drops put in their eyes. They were just a little bit cleaner. And they were grateful. And once again, the news picked up on this. No, I'm serious. The actual San Diego News was covering this event, beautifying the homeless. I got in front of the cameras again, and I said, we're going around on a crusade. Something needs to be done. Once again, I made sure that the reporter interviewed everybody. Something's going to happen. But here's the thing. Here's the funny part. Here's the hilarious part. Eventually, I knew someone was going to ask, are you homeless? I explained that we were drifters. I was traveling with this guy. He said, so you're not part of all this? Well, no, I am. I am. I mean, I don't have an actual residency and such. How do you get money to go from place to place? You guys like drug dealers, like an Easy Rider or something? No. I didn't know how to tell her. I was not rich, but organic was it. What was he going to say? Once again, he didn't want anyone knowing that he had money, assets coming. He did not want to know that. People didn't know that. But we started something. I made a plea for everyone to get involved and do something. Okay, once again, a little sidebar. This is... I know that was Ben, but I'm talking about now, right now. I know things are especially bad for the homeless ever since this corona outbreak happened. Ever since there was a race riot. And ever since, well, another forest fire that caused the whole... Doesn't like a sign of something? One thing that was interesting was it was February, and we were in freaking... San Diego, once again, like McKinleyville, a place in California that's known for its snow, and it was warm. It was hot. Once again, the greenhouse effect. It's not just that there's a rampant homeless epidemic and a doesn't seem like the planet is sort of ending. Once again, we need to do something. Everybody's asking what. What can we do? What do we have time and resources to do? But I told my story on the news. I wonder if I should give, if I mentioned my name. I mentioned DJ Butterfly Feces, and I told the whole myth about how, you know, the whole folklore about how, you know, basically, like that beautiful butterfly leaving that fertilizer behind that helps all those beautiful flowers blossom. And really, it does that. That's a real thing about nature. They seem to have a little bit of trouble taking seriously a guy with Dookie in his name. But one thing was for sure. They thought we did something. I made a plea for somebody to get involved. Enough people do something about this, something will happen. These people have suffered enough. Something needs to happen. And this is before the corona, by the way. Before the race, right? Before. I don't know. I helped. But we want to do some more. I came across one couple who basically had a dog in their tent. They said they look nicer now. They look all beautified up. And you know what? They got a little busy that night. All they could say to me was, thank you. Thank you. You and your whatever work you're doing some kind of divine work. I don't know. We were doing something. I want to say the planet, too, something about that greenhouse effect, but let's focus on the current homeless epidemic at the moment, shall we? And try to unify all this. Once again, it became a television special. And I was basically also talking about making sure that every single vagrant, all of them in San Diego, would have basically some kind of shelter. Maybe a little bit more than a tent. But what? A few people had cars and a lot of stuff they kept outside because they couldn't fit in their car. You know, some people, they're not just got cars and tents and one set of clothes. Some of them try to brag all the only stuff they could to get by. I don't know. I don't know. I thought about what else we could do. I went to a gang and I said, we're doing a lot out here. And you know what? While you were doing all this, I got a few more San Diego people in a homeless shelter. You know what? I believe they're going to open up another homeless shelter because of us. You mean it? You smile. Yeah. You know, I think it's mostly because of what you did. I mean, no, I did it too, but you did a lot yourself. You should be proud, young man. You should be proud, young feces. And I was. I'd like to believe everywhere we went, we made some kind of difference. Sometimes not the biggest difference. So we said, see, every single time we get someplace at first, you think to yourself, I can't do nothing. I can't. I'm not going to be able to do anything. I won't be able to do anything at all. Because what am I going to do? I ain't got the money. And you know what? Every single time you do it, you make a difference. We're going to make a bigger difference. It's a little cold near in San Diego, isn't it? A little. I don't want to disagree with him, but come on. That's what I thought was weird. It's San Diego in February, and it was not cold at all. I guess in a way I was grateful they weren't freezing. But I think it's also a comment where the planet's in danger. You remember that woman in Seattle, the one that was really sick? Really sick? Remember the one that died? You know what? Her death isn't going to be in vain. That happens a lot out here on the street, and it's not going to happen again. Well, it's going to happen again and again. You know, it's going to happen less and less. We're going to make it less and less. We're going to save the world. We're going to save it. Now, we're going someplace else, and guess what? Here, there's a lot of homeless people. One of the most homeless events on the earth and whatnot. And you know what? You're going to basically do something. You're going to help save these people. You're going to do something even bigger. Where are we going next? Prepare yourself, young player. Where are we going? Well, you're going to have to wait until basically next week's show to find that out. You've been listening here, Kakuna from the microphone here. Kakuna from the microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. It's 9:29 here on the dot. You've been listening to the program, Kakuna from the microphone. This program is brought to you by Organic OK. And check out Maya Harrison. She's got websites. She's got all kinds of stuff she wants the world to see. You know what? A few things she's going to ask you for some money, but there are some things where she won't. Listen to her music. That's her major. Listen, she's got something to say. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you. Now, remember, there is a homeless epidemic. It's worldwide. You can make a dent, baby. You can make some changes in ways you don't even realize. Take that first step. Find out what you can do. Thank you, and good night.